Google has been offering more and more software applications similar to ones like Microsoft Word and Excel, except Google's versions exist only on the internet and they are free. In the face of this competition, Microsoft announced that it too will offer free web versions of its popular word processing and spreadsheets and other programs, which is raising eyebrows in the business world. So we brought our tech commentator Mario Armstrong back to talk about it. Hi, Mario.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me in.
I should just mention, I mean, Microsoft Word and other programs, whether I want them to be or not, are part of my life.
That's
Word
right.
is what I type on. Outlook is where I'm reading email. There's Excel, which is a kind of spreadsheet. But now we have these alternatives, which how do I get to them?
Yeah, so you and about 80% of other businesses out there, according to Forrester Research, fall into that same category of being used to those programs that you mentioned. The internet has shifted the playing scape here in terms of programs that would normally be downloaded can now look the same and feel the same online.
You have brought a laptop computer here and you've taken it to a website here.
Google Docs. Mm-hmm. And as you can see here, this is kind of a web interface, so you're in a web browser as your program. Doesn't that look similar to what you would expect in a Word processor, some of the same menus on the screen here?
Yeah, I have different type fonts I can choose and various things
that's
like
right.
that. It's kind of pared down, I will say, but most of the options seem to be there, sure.
And that's a great point. The paring down is the difference that you see in a lot of these office alternatives that are on the web, if you will.
Just so I understand, Microsoft Word, at least the way that it did work at one time, is, I mean, that's a program that's physically written into my computer somewhere. In fact, I might, in years past, have even bought it on a disk and shoved
that's
it into
right.
the computer.
Absolutely.
Now, it's never in the computer. This program, the document that I'm writing, is always somewhere in the ether?
That's what some of these alternatives are offering. Companies like Zoho.com, Star Office from Sun Microsystems, and also, as we mentioned, Google Docs. So there are more than several companies that are actually looking at creating alternatives that all you need is the internet in order to interface with that program.
You know, you've come by with those netbooks that don't have a lot of memory, don't
That's
have
right.
a lot of size. I imagine these are very appealing to somebody with a netbook because you don't need a lot of memory to use them.
You hit it dead on the head. I mean, I'm holding the Lenovo netbook in here, and you're absolutely right. These are not really built. I mean, there's no CD-ROM on this for me to really install software. So this is perfect for using web applications. You hear the term cloud computing and things of that nature all the time. This is what they're talking about, being able to then run programs and even to some extent leave your data out on the web.
So this is free. How do they make money?
We're still trying to figure that one out, Steve.
Okay.
You know, well, it's highly competitive right now. I mean, advertising, you might start seeing advertising, and that plays well into Google and some of these other competitors that are used to doing advertising alongside of their
search engine. Sure,
that's
yeah.
right, absolutely. And then enhancements for other services or features or things that you may like to have, you may have to pay for.
Of course, then there's the problem for Microsoft because they are already charging people for this system, and now they're giving it away for free.
And now they're giving it away for free. But this is a market that Microsoft has to kind of be in because of their dominance in this desktop software. They need to show that they can be in the online presence as well with these other companies.
Are they going to undermine this huge, huge, huge business they have selling software for every PC?
We don't know until this really happens. But I suspect we will not see them cannibalize themselves. I suspect that we will actually see this be a smart move for them. And here's why. Large businesses aren't comfortable with moving all of their applications to the internet. There's a lack of security, a lack of dependability at times, and things that they cannot control. So there's a big variable there. And number two, switching office types, going from one type of software that you're used to another for thousands of users could be a huge task.
And if you've got a big company, yeah, you're not going to do that. Or you're going to do that very hesitantly.
That's right. You know, this has a lot to do with mind share as well as market share from Microsoft. It really does.
Mind share?
Just being in, you know, the heads of users and consumers. Because if other people start using these alternatives and they get used to that and Microsoft doesn't have a complimentary service, they're going to start to become forgotten about.
Suddenly, this gigantic brand could be crushed.
It could be, you know, unnecessary.
So you're not a big company with hundreds of employees. You're the host of a public radio program called Digital Cafe. Have you shifted your operations over to the online system?
Absolutely, I have. In fact, I have a producer for my show that's located in California. And one of the key things that we can now do is collaborate with one document. And in some cases, real-time collaboration.
Does that mean you're both typing at the same time?
Absolutely.
So you could type a word and she could erase it. And you could type it again and say, no, and she erases it again. You could do that.
In theory, you could do that. You know, she does probably erase some of my stuff quite often. Thank God she does.
Mario, always good when you come by.
Thanks so much for having
me. Mario Armstrong, host of Digital Cafe and our regular tech commentator here on Morning Edition.